Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ukas annonsør I Foreldrerådet Next Story. Det en lydbok og e-bok-app. Altså du kan både høre på bøker og lese dem på telefonen din eller nettbrettet ditt. Og akkurat nå så får du 45 dager gratis, både til deg som kanskje har prøvd Next Story før, men også til deg som helt ny. Jeg digger at også de som har prøvd det før får lov til å prøve igjen. For å få 45 dager gratis, gå inn på nextstory.no/foreldrer. Next Story har tusenvis på tusenvis av bøker du kan lytte til eller lese. Og I dag har jeg tenkt å anbefale noen bøker som faller innenfor det som kanskje kalles selvhjelpsbøker. Men den kategorien har jo litt ufortjent dårlig rykte, spør du meg. Den første boka jeg vil anbefale boka som heter Psykolog med sovepose. Johanne Refseth, som har skrevet den boka, var jo gjest her for noen uker siden. Den absolutt verdt å lese eller lytte til. Andre anbefalingen jeg vil gi deg Sissel Grans bok, men størst av alt begjæret, som handler om det å begjære noen andre enn den du sammen med. Og jeg har også laget en episode med Sissel Gran om det tema for et par år siden. Den boka fantastisk. Hvis du har lyst til å prøve ut Next Story for første gang, eller har prøvd ut før, men vi prøvde ut igjen helt gratis I 45 dager, gå inn på nextstory.no/foreldrer. Kjære alle foreldrerådelyttere, I dag jeg mega nervøs. Mer nervøs enn jeg noen gang har vært før en episode. Det fordi, today, foreldrerådet will be in English. Det helt sant. Jeg får besøk av to verdensstjerner på forskning. Det folk som blir, altså de som kommer hit I dag, de blir sitert av alle andre eksperter jeg snakker med, som driver med utvikling, barn, relasjoner. De heter John Gottman and Julie Gottman. Hvis dere googler dem, så får dere opp masse. De har vært på TV, på masse YouTube-videoer. Det flere kule podcast-episoder hvor de har blitt intervjuet. Fordi alle andre eksperter I hele verden bygger sine bøker og sine råd på det de har forsket frem. Men nå, altså, straight from the source, her I Oslo, I lille foreldrerådet, så skal jeg prøve å finne ut av, I denne episoden, hvordan vi kan redde parforholdet når to blir tre, altså når vi får barn. Wish me luck, folkens! Welcome to Foreldrerådet, Drs. John and Julie Gottman.
Hi.
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 When a couple has a baby, that relationship changes. what happened? You guys have been studying couples for decades. What happens to relationships when they have babies?
We were very surprised to find, as we studied 130 newlywed couples and followed them as many became pregnant, that in the first 3 years of the baby's life, 67% of the couples had a big drop in relationship happiness
and a
big increase in hostility between one another. So that's amazing, really. And it seems to be true throughout the United States. It's been replicated in Pennsylvania and Berkeley as well by other researchers. So
we get unhappy.
That was amazing. You know, the majority of couples are having this big drop in relationship happiness.
And because you have been studying couples for such a long time that you can go back and see what were the signs of like the different kinds of couples and how they talked and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Afterwards.
So, you know, first of all, if you think about it, when you have a baby, you lose sleep, right?
Definitely.
And our research shows, as well as lots of other research, that 30 days of interrupted sleep will leave you with almost every sign of clinical depression.
Yep.
So you feel irritable, you feel annoyed, you feel impatient, you get angry more easily, you're more moody, and so on. Well, that can affect the relationship, right?
Yeah.
Another thing that we saw is that the fathers especially would feel like the role of a father is to go out and make more money. So they would go work harder. And what was really needed was dads being at home helping out with baby, which was a wonderful experience for dads if they chose to do that. So with that sleep deprivation, with more emotional distance between mom and dad, more conflict came up. And with all that impatience and irritability, then came more hostility for two-thirds of those couples. The couples who did it right, the one-third of couples who survived having
felt
a baby
good,
and felt great and felt happy, was that were a couple of things. One is that fathers were really involved with their babies, so they helped out a lot at home. Another thing is that they made the couple made time for their relationship, even with a new baby in the house. They would make time for each other, to catch up with each other, to talk with one another about how they were doing, what was stressful for them, how they were feeling. And that really helped them maintain the loving connection they needed to keep satisfied with their relationship.
In Norway, fathers have 2 weeks, 14 days off from work when the baby is born.
That's great.
So they you both stay at home for 2 weeks, the first two weeks. I feel into the category that we ended up breaking up, me and the father of my child, because, and I had like it was a tough pregnancy, and he did my child didn't sleep, and we did I think we did everything wrong. I'm just gonna state that from your research and what I've seen, we did all the wrong things. We're good friends now, and I think we have made the best of it. But just so that the listeners, because I'm afraid that they will be scared. About like, oh my God, we also did it wrong. So, but then you're in good company of me, and you can still work things out afterwards. But if for the people in this situation going into it now, or with a newborn at home, what can they do?
Well, you know, the thing that was so wonderful about this research was that Julie and I took a look at the third of couples who went through this the transition to becoming parents. Without that drop in relationship happiness, we figured out what they did, and we designed a seminar, a workshop, for new parents when they were either in their last trimester or they just had the baby. And we taught them in 10 hours to avoid this drop. 77% of couples who went through the seminar didn't have the drop in relationship happiness.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
It was really startling. And it was the two of us really looking at and learning from those couples. And what we learned was that if they dealt with conflict more constructively, if they maintained closeness and intimacy just for the relationship, took time just for the relationship, and if fathers stayed involved, and we taught them something about babies so they knew something about how to play with babies and what babies need, then that's all it took.
So for the fathers and mothers to be right now, who's, for example, my sister is having a baby, her firstborn, in a couple of weeks. How do you do those things? Because you say them and they sound easy, but what does it really mean?
Okay, so let's talk about it more specifically. So one of the most powerful things that couples can do is fathers give mothers a shoulder rub for 15 minutes.
Really?
A day.
That sounds nice.
If they do that, it's fabulous. It's wonderful. Also, if there are problems that come up, there's a really important, very simple thing to do. Instead of blaming a problem on the partner, some personality flaw of the partner, like, you're so lazy, you'd never think of cleaning up the kitchen. Instead, do three steps. One, say what you feel. And you can just say, I'm upset. So you start with I'm upset. Then, about what? What's the thing you're upset about? I'm upset that the kitchen is a mess.
Yeah.
And then ask for what you need. Tell your partner how your partner can shine for you. if you cleaned up the kitchen right now, I'd be so happy. Please.
Oh, that's very clear. I think a lot of us kind of want them to figure it out on their own.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Mind reading. Wouldn't that be a delight?
We men need instructions.
Yeah. But it took me 30 years, I think, to understand that you have to order from the world in some kind, like in a nice way.
Yeah.
Like when you're at a restaurant, you won't sit at the table and just look at the waiter and just like... and make them want you. Like they, you have to say, actually, I want a coffee. Could I have a coffee, please?
What a great analogy. Yes,
you're
right.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, my God, that's so brilliant. I love
that. Oh, thank you. That's helped me a lot because I have a lot of friends also that they don't want to say what they mean or they're embarrassed or whatever reason. And
right.
Also with working with people, like right. You have to tell me. Like, but also the environment for telling people what you need needs to be safe.
Right.
That too.
I don't think that you would feel safe to say what you feel and what you need if you think that they're going to attack you when you say that.
Right.
With right. The kitchen analogy, like the image of the kitchen being messy, if they're going to be like, yeah, but I cleaned up everything yesterday and you didn't even blah, blah, blah. You're afraid of that one. That's why you don't do that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is say to your partner, what can I do next week to make you feel loved?
Oh, that's very romantic.
Isn't that so sweet? So whenever John asks me that, I always have some answers.
She has a list. She has a list of what I can do.
Really? Are you good at telling him what you want?
Yeah.
I've gotten much better at it. But, you know, all of us really in this generation have learned that we're not supposed to have needs.
Yeah.
Right? We're supposed to be independent, pull yourself up by your own boots,
yeah.
You know, and so on. But the reality is that biologically, we are pack animals, right? We don't survive without each other. We need each other.
Yeah.
For example, they did in the 1920s, babies who lost their parents were put in orphanages, right, during the war. And they found that even if those babies were well-fed, kept dry, kept warm, if they weren't held, they had a greater likelihood of dying. Failure to thrive. What that means is that we need each other to survive. So when we touch each other, when we say, I love you, when we express that connection, and when we say we need something from our partner, we're simply expressing what's natural biologically. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do that. We shouldn't feel ashamed about it.
So give the mother-to-be a back rub or your partner 15 minutes of massage every day.
That would be great.
That's a good start. And then stating what you feel. And what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe explain why you feel what you feel and then what you
need.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And what else can you do to turn a relationship around? Because this is easy if you're really much in love and not stressed. But
let me give another one.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Look for what your partner is doing right and say thank you. Don't look for just what your partner is doing wrong. Look for what they're doing right. It's like retraining your mind to look for what's right.
That works on kids as well.
Thank you. That's right. Express appreciation.
To catch them when they do something good.
Right.
Yes.
Like, and sometimes actually... you can kind of manipulate people with that too. If you say like, oh, you look so handsome when you do the dishes. You will create like
more. Sweetie, I've just got another line for when you do the dishes.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Because we have a tendency, I know that when I've been Googling you guys and stalking you online and reading your books and watching YouTube and listening to I've been stalking you for real. And I heard about this thing that you found out about how many positives you have to give versus negatives,
right,
to keep a good relationship floating.
That 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative.
And that's during conflict. That's when you're discussing a problem. It's 5 positive responses to every 1 negative.
That sounds insane.
I know. So kindness, affection, that's another thing that we found in this when a baby comes, is quite often parents will ignore the relationship, become so child-focused or work-focused that they're not making time for romance. So sex becomes the last item on a long to-do list. You turn to it when you're exhausted. That doesn't work.
No.
So have a weekly romantic date. You know, hire a babysitter. If you can't afford a babysitter, find another couple and exchange times that you babysit for one another. But make time for that relationship. Ask each other, how are you doing, baby? What does it feel like now being a mom? What does it feel like being a dad? What are you thinking about? What do you think our baby's going to be like? All those questions that we have.
It sounds like you have to turn on curiosity as well for each other and each other's feelings.
Exactly.
It's like if you could flip a switch that made me in a moment like really interested in like everything. Like, how was your day? What are you looking forward to with getting a baby? What do you...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What qualities of yourself would you love this baby to develop?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I would love to be in a couple with you guys. You seem to have it. Have such
Come
a good
in.
Time.
Come on in.
So in our book, we have all these questions.
Yeah.
You know, so they're right there. You know, sometimes people don't think of them. So we sat down and made a big, long list. So it would be easy.
How do you get both parts of a relationship to get on the program? Like, it's sometimes just one wants to. Like, we don't have a good enough time with each other. This is not, there's some red flags, blah, blah. How you, if only one part of the relationship wants to do therapy, for instance, or to work on it, what can you do?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, part of what you can do is watch for whether or not you are criticizing your partner. A lot of times, you know, we'll fall into these old habits of criticizing our partners when we're unhappy. And so they're really afraid to go into therapy because if they do, they're afraid that you are going to criticize and shame them in front of the therapist. Mm. So instead, try focusing on what you appreciate about that person and then saying it would mean so much to me. It would really show me that you love me. Mm. If you just sat in on one session with me, just one,
yeah,
then you pick a therapist who works like crazy to really connect with that partner of yours so that they'll want to come back.
That's a smart move.
There's an old joke. If a man speaks in a forest and there's not a woman to hear him, is he still wrong?
Yeah, because I think men a lot of times feel like the losing part, or the ones that get dragged
exactly.
into therapy, or mm-hmm. read this book that I heard a podcast about. And then it's kind of the woman's mission to fix the relationship. So mm-hmm. that's my feeling. I don't know if that's true.
So the most powerful thing a woman can do in discussing an area that needs attention, you know, that she has a need for, is to say, you know, and this isn't your fault, and it isn't my fault. You know, we both play a role in this. If she says that, it's just amazing how powerful that is for a man to hear.
I'm noting everything down in my brain right now. but it's exhausting to have a baby, and you need to put the baby first. And I think a lot of people have heard the advice to like have sex and be close, and but it doesn't feel right for them in that moment. Like, but then on the other hand, you guys tell us that it's important, and how could we kind of make it a priority? I think because the baby and the diaper and everything, that's stressful, right? So should you like force it in? Like, we are going on a date night when you're exhausted and like blue ring bags on your eyes.
You know, I think here's the deal. You know, a date night can be anything you want it to be. So a date night can be as simple as, I don't know, grandma coming over, taking the baby out in the stroller for an hour for a walk while the two of you cuddle, don't have to have sex necessarily, and just fall asleep together. That can be a great date.
Yeah. So take the, it doesn't have to be like fancy dinner outside. Just needs to be the two of you reconnecting in a way.
Exactly.
Taking the pressure off.
Right.
Okay. So what's the worst thing you can do then?
One of the worst things that a man can do is to get angry and sulk and pout when a woman says she's not in the mood for having sex.
That's right.
Instead, what he needs to do is to say, thank you for telling me you're not in the mood to make love. What are you in the mood for? Should we make popcorn and watch a movie? Should we go for a walk?
Oh,
do you want to cuddle?
Cute.
Do you need some time alone? So it doesn't have to end connection to say no.
No, because if you do that, I will think like, oh, you really like me, even though I turned turned you away.
Right.
Because the opposite would be like, oh, like if you the man gets upset, that will be like, I'm never going to sleep with you again.
Right.
Oh, did you hear that, all men listening? And all because we don't, we usually say like we don't make difference between like, I don't want to be a sexist podcast. So general, we don't want to generalize too much. Sometimes a woman wants to have sex and the mm-hmm. man turns her away. But it's the same rule the other way around, isn't it?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Or if with two women or with mm-hmm. two men. Or,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That's right. I think one of the worst things a woman can do is to hold so tight to the baby that they exclude the partner. They don't want to let the partner be involved with that baby. They want that baby all to themselves. That's not going to help. So whatever gender the partner is, whether man, woman, transgender, doesn't matter. Bring in that partner. Let that partner be involved with baby, because the baby will really benefit from having both partners involved, not just one.
That's true. I did some mistakes myself when my son was a baby, and I realized when we separated, me and his father, he was about 1 year old. And then, of course, I had stayed at home with him for almost a year, so I knew everything a little bit better. He was great with him when he was at home, but then I had more time, so of course I know it better. Like, it could be anything, but I just had the most practice. But then when we separated, the one thing that I truly realized was that because I'm a feminist and true to that, of course he would have time with the baby by himself. Like, I was aiming for 50-50 down the line, right? And in the beginning, I was like, what is he going to do by himself? Like, he's going to put on weird clothes and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, sitting on my hands, like, don't do anything. He'll figure it out. And of course he did. Like, in 3 seconds, he figured everything out. He did it differently than me. but in but he did it equally good.
Mm-hmm. Very and so smart.
And this was like, it's unfortunate that it had to be that way. But I can see, that's what I tell my girlfriends mm-hmm. right now when I see them, like, don't like hover the baby and try to decide everything. And don't mock your husband for putting on some
right.
wrong socks.
Right.
Like,
right.
let them do their thing. Because I can see that my kid is thriving. Like, his dad knows it all now. And we kind of, we're two experts on the same child instead of one and one mm-hmm. co-pilot, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So that's a good advice, but
once
it's hard.
Once a man realizes how much fun a baby is, you know, when you're changing a diaper or bathing a baby, the most interesting thing to the baby is your face and your voice. And it's so much fun to play with babies. And dads shine when it comes to play.
And dads are good at playing as well.
Really good.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay, so if I try to summarize, to when you bring another life into your relationship, it's not going to be better necessarily just by that. You need to realize, people, that when that happens, lower the expectation or be realistic about the expectations. And you need to put like your relationship in focus, and it needs to be a project equally important to other projects in your life. They have a list of things you can do in their book, and you can get the book, and I'll tell you all about the book afterwards. But one of the one advice is to state your emotion and tell them what you need to the other person. Give back rubs or any other kind of nice physical attention. Listen to each other. Make time with the baby, without the baby, to be a couple. And what else? What was the last one? Yeah, look for the positive things that your partner does and say thank you and applaud them, because then they'll do that more. It's logical. And also good luck, because it's a hard ride. And you can come out of it well, even though it doesn't feel great all the time. Isn't that right?
Perfect.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting us.
We had a wonderful time.
Åh, folkens, det var så gøy å snakke med dem på engelsk. Selv om, fy fader, jeg helt rød I ansiktet akkurat nå. Og svett, og klam, og oppskjørta. Jeg synes det gikk ganske bra. Fy fader, for noen fine folk, altså. Jeg mente det når jeg sa at jeg hadde lyst til å være sammen med dem I et forhold. De virker, altså bare å høre på dem prate, jeg kunne hørt på dem I timesvis. Nei, det var moro. Jeg håper det også kom noe vettugt ut av det, for akkurat nå husker jeg ingenting av det vi har snakket om. Jeg elsker dere, fordi hver uke så sjekker jeg grafene til foreldrerådet sine lytter, ikke sant? Hvor mange dere som har hørt på, og hver uke så det flere enn forrige uke. Det jeg veldig, veldig glad for. Det kjempekoselig. Fortell det til alle venn deres. Uansett, noen av dere bidrar også med lydklipp. Dere sender meg lydklipp til... Altså til thea.klingenberg@gmail.com. Og så det noen ganger vennene mine sender lydklipp. Og I dag, dere, så skal dere få et råd fra den indre sirkelen, min høygravide lillesøster Katja.
Jeg vil gjerne komme med tips til alle gravide som jeg fikk av min mamma allerede da jeg var gravid I uke 9, tror jeg. Da hadde hun vært... på en dyne putebutikk og kjøpte en sånn lang hotellpute. Og den har jeg sovet med hver natt siden. For den så lang at man kan ha mellom knærne, under magen når den begynner å bli stor, og opp og mellom puppene når de ømme og tunge. Den helt perfekt. Den har reddet nattesøvnen min gjennom hele graviditeten. Så hotellpute, det billig og veldig bra.
Hotellpute for the win der altså. Det går også an å kjøpe sånne megalange, krokete, måneaktige, kjempestore puter, som man også kan bruke som ammepute etterpå. Men altså puter yber alles når det gjelder graviditetskropper. Det husker jeg selv fra jeg var gravid. Kjempebra, konkret tips. Hvis du som hører på nå tenker sånn, ah, jeg har et annet triks, nei, men så send meg det da vel. Send det på mail, ta det opp på mobilen din, send det på mail til thea.klingenberg@gmail.com. Og så det sånn at I disse dager så lager alle podcast, ikke sant? Nå har folk våknet, og det finns en milliard podcaster der ute. Det gøy. Det synes jeg veldig, veldig gøy. Hør masse på podcast, men ikke glem å gi meg noen stjerner på iTunes. Fordi den podcastlisten på iTunes, den bestemmes ikke bare av hvor mange, nemlig den bestemmes av hvor mange som trykker på stjerner og skriver reviews og sånt. Så hvis du føler for det, gå inn der og sleng noen stjerner over. Vit at jeg drikker ett glass kava per stjerne du gir meg, så det bare å kjøre på. Takk for at dere sender meg meldinger og mail og sånn. Dere fine folk, ass. Vi fader kremen av internett, holdt jeg på å si, av podcastlyttere. Til neste gang, ta vare på deg selv, ta vare på ungen din og kjæresten din, og lykke til!
Produsert av Rubicon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.